Well.
You know,
are you all right in a draft or anything? You can shut that door if you want to.
Are you feeling too? Because the window's open behind you. I can...
All right. We'll have that, shall we?
Or should you, no, it, should I close the window? It's open behind you.
Which do you think? Is that better or the door? We're weak-minded. Close the door.
Did this used to be a business? No, this used to be a jury.
No, this was... Let me see. You see, Kitty's office used to be a bed.
Well, that's it.
Yes, there were a lot of them. At that time when Barbara came, there were a good many sort of dancers and people got connected up with Barbara, heard of Barbara.
Uh-huh. You know, this thing was not working. But what was it? D-I-E-D-R-A?
D-E-I-D-R-E.
D-E-I.
D-E-I-D-R-E.
Right.
And don't ask me her other name because I don't remember.
Okay. And I'm just, I thought this was working. It's not working. But, it seems we talked about Mabel and just about your first coming to Obama. That's all we've talked about this morning.
That's what we talked about this morning.
You know, when you, that story about Quentin and the wine. And Baba Gidney refusing, and also about the bird cages.
Yes.
You were not there when this happened, were you?
Yes, I was.
Oh, because I thought that was in Fallonflug in July.
No, the first one, was it Walter Merton's in
That was with the wine?
With the wine, yes.
That, and you were there in July in 34 in Fallonflug?
34, whatever the date was.
Mm-hmm. Because I thought you and Todd... And Delia were in a holiday in Spain at that time.
No, not while we all went there to Walter Merton's.
So it was.
And Barbara was there. We wouldn't be anywhere else.
Right. So that was Mabel and Enid Corr.
Mabel, Enid Corr was there. There were a lot of people there. Elizabeth was there. Kitty was there. And so on. But this was not associated with them. The difficulty of the wine and so on.
No.
And the one in Marseille, I was not there.
Yeah, that's
when I was not there.
Right.
So, but I think the fair story is correct, because I've asked several people about it who were there. And that's how it happened.
Right.
And that was, I always remembered it because it was part of Quentin's nature. You know, he was very attractive and his love for Barbara was great, but he didn't understand this obedience, you know, exactly.
Yeah. He later, though, like you mentioned in the book, said that he loved Bob at the end.
Before he died, yes. That was years and years later.
Yeah, I know, after
that
the war.
That was after the World War, and I met him in London.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him, and we went into Kew Gardens, and we had a long talk, and he said, all my love for Bob is back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just before he died. He died of malnutrition.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. In England, people would die of malnutrition?
After the war. Yeah. I mean, lots of people didn't get... They got something to eat during the war, but they didn't get things that were nourishing.
Uh-huh. So he just sort of wasted away.
And I think there were lots of things he could have had that he didn't take. The government gave out, like, brewer's yeast and things like that. But, you know, a lot of people wouldn't touch it.
Yeah.
They didn't realise that they were not getting nourishment.
Uh-huh.
That was what the doctor said. It was malnutrition that caused it.
And you know, whenever Bob was at Walter Merton's, you were always there with him, and Mabel was there also as well. 34, in Switzerland.
Well, she, I don't know that she was.
Well, you and Todd and Delia did go to Spain for a holiday, at least according to Delia, at some point.
Maybe yes, that was a different time.
It was a different time.
That was after this Marseille event.
Uh-huh. After the.
After that, because there was there for the first, there was Quentin, Mabel, Delia, and I went.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there that Quentin began to show his first feelings of not being with Barbara in feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to some strangers about Barbara. There were lots of people there from Germany who had been thrown out of Germany, a lot of refugees, very nice people, painters and people like that. And he didn't speak with love about Barbara. It was a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He was beginning to turn. It took him some time to turn away.
Yeah, it's really funny because he was the only one, you know, like went with Baba to Egypt and Ceylon.
Yes.
And he's so fortunate. On the boat, he's the only one that got to go.
Well, of course, I have some silly theories that sometimes Baba has got someone of his circle and he wants him to serve him. He'd take him and he'd draw all these things up to the surface by having him with them and then let him go and work them out somewhere. It's like Peter,
yeah.
You see. And I think that that's what happened to Quentin. It would have been very difficult for Baba to have taken Quentin into the ashram where obedience, well, you don't even think about obedience. You just respond, yes. I think that would have, that wouldn't have, I don't think Quentin would have fallen in there any more than Minta de Leon would.
Mm.
She hadn't got that obedience in her.
Yeah. With like in 33 when you all came to India, like Kim wasn't there. That was unusual.
She'd already gone. Already.
Got it.
Yeah, she was. She went right at the beginning after 30, after that interview, after that thing, driving through the city. I told you the other day.
Yeah.
I've written that down now, but I don't think I've put it in my book. But she really disobeyed Baba flatly, not carelessly as Quentin did, but
right.
She disobeyed. Baba said, "Don't go," and she went. She went down to the shop. She wouldn't come out when Baba wanted her.
Where was that?
That was in London. That was a very strange thing.
I don't think you did.
Didn't I?
No,
well, it was a very interesting incident.
This was in the second visit?
I think this was Baba's, let me see. She went to Lugano with us, she went to Paris with us. And then it was in between Lugano and his next coming, I think, that all this happened. Well, anyway, he came to London.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I, Kitty we were together. And for some reason, she got very coquettish and flighty, and she ran away from Baba. Well, we followed. And she got in a cab. We followed. We got in the next cab. We had this one there, luckily. And she drove off. We didn't know where she was going. We all followed. Chanji was there, I think. I know there's one of Baba's men. He wouldn't have come without. And we went, she drove right down to Piccadilly, drove along Piccadilly, and stopped at a Scottish tea shop, where she went in. Baba sent Kitty in to fetch her, and she refused to come out. Now, that was a direct disobedience. And that was a bad one. Because, I mean, I don't think Quentin's were meant, you see. His was careless. This was deliberate disobedience. And she didn't come out until Kitty got back in the car, in the cab with us. I don't know if Kitty remembers this. And Baba said, he spelled on the board. We gave the address where we were going back to him. He said, "She will never see me again in this life. In this life." So then the next time he came, so on, leading up to the war and so on, she didn't appear anymore. But when I came here to America, one of the first people I met was Kim on the steps of Carnegie Hall, which has always had a lot of connection with Baba. You know that. Lots of things have happened there. There, standing on the steps of Carnegie Hall, was Kim. And so we talked, and she looked older and worried. She'd been through the war in Scotland, and I don't know. She'd been very silly with some man.
Yeah.
And then she said, "Well, you know, Margaret, I love Baba." She said, "What shall I do?" So I said, "Well, we'll write." So I wrote to Baba and told him I met Kim. She was in this mood, and she wrote. And he wrote back a loving letter, and it was all patched up.
It must have been when you came at 46 or 47?
It's when I came for good.
Yeah.
Yes, that was it. 47, I think it was, I met her.
Well, you said Minta also went her own way, and then Baba spelt on the board afterwards. That was in 52 when he,
he said it to her.
Was that 52?
When in 52, Minta had been away from Baba for a long time. And Minta suddenly felt she wanted to go and see Baba. And he was had open house at the Charing Cross Hotel, I think it was. And Minta came along, and she went in to see Baba. And he treated her just like a crowd passing by. And so she stopped, and she waited, and she waited. And she said, you haven't said anything loving to me. You are not as you used to be. And then Baba spelled on the board something. As far as I know, he never said to anyone else, it was you who left me, not I who left you. And that was rather sad. And she did not come back. And she hangs about now around Dida. I don't know what her status is or what her feelings are, Baba.
Yeah, I don't know. But she goes to the meetings.
That's it. But you see, she was very close to Baba.
When she talked to Baba, she wept.
Well, then she's coming back.
Sort of out of regret.
Yes.
You know,
out of regret.
That
she left.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
But Kim, in New York, you know, she was the one who ran the group there.
Mm-hmm. She told me that you stayed with her, or she stayed with you or something.
Kim?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That was in London.
No, I never said Kim, that was Minta.
Minta. Mm-hmm.
When I came back from India, I hadn't any money much, and I hadn't anywhere to go. And she opened a house to me for a week or two.
You know, Chanji in the early days writes a lot about friction between Kim and Minta.
Jealousy.
Jealousy.
Madly jealous.
And
well, that's you understand.
But he was saying, like, Minta, maybe. This was that Minta was the more emotional, wanted to hug and kiss, and Kim was more reserved.
Kim was more amusing to Baba, playing to Baba, and being attractive to Baba. And Minta wanted was more. I mean, she was more of the body, and she wanted to embrace Baba a lot.
Which Kim didn't like.
Which
Kim didn't like.
Well, then other didn't like, and Baba would flatter one, and then flatter the other. Oh, yes.
We got to the point where they were running up at the train station trying to commit suicide and jump out the window or something.
Well, not quite. A little bit exaggerated. But there was. There was this competition.
Yes.
Those were the two that had the competition here. I don't know what happened over in America. There's been some awful things to do.
Probably. In Cairns, when you were there in 37, you brought Mabel... two cans from England. She was not well at the time.
No, this cancer thing had already started, but it hadn't been diagnosed properly.
But then did you, you left her and went back to England?
I went back to England.
With Kitty? See, Kitty was sent to see about that boy.
Oh, that she went to Paris.
And did you go with Kitty from
no.
Cairns?
No, that wasn't anything to do with me.
No, but you didn't
no.
live with her. You dropped Mabel, though?
I dropped Mabel and left her there.
Pretty much immediately.
Yes. And Baba, well, you see, I hadn't finished the term. So it was very awkward. I said to Baba, I said to him once, I said, that was here in America. He said, you must come to me at a certain time. I said, well, then I'd better resign from my job at the Met because I cannot walk out of the Met without their suing me.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, Baba said, don't come. You see, whatever it was, he said, don't come, don't leave it.
Mm-hmm.
So he did then try to keep me on my work, and he tried to keep me on my work in London.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I had to give that up.
So you came back to Canada and took Mabel with Don. But
Don helped me.
So you didn't come back again then before that to Canada? You were only in Canada to drop Mabel and to pick her up again?
Yes, I was there for a week or so, but I wasn't staying in Canada with the others.
But it was only those two times to drop
Mabel. Yes. Well, they went to this for very long.
Yeah. You know, this one woman that you wrote about in the book, Alice Fisher, who was the singer. You spelled her last name Trum Fisher.
T-R-E-U. What have they got it?
Yeah, they made a mistake in the book because I was almost sure it was Trum Fisher.
Yes.
They spelled it T-R-A-U-M.
Oh, well, I didn't realize they spelled it wrong.
Yeah, I
didn't edit my own book properly.
No,
well, I thought it didn't matter. I thought the important thing was the...
Yeah. I mean,
but Trout is better.
She's mentioned in the biography and it was spelled differently. I thought you might have known more than
Trout. No.
It was Trout Fisher. Right?
Trout Fisher.
Okay,
she's a darling, beautiful person. And what a voice.
Yeah, her husband and the whole family met Baba several times. I think the husband's family. They'd come to Cairns.
I think they came somewhere to meet Baba. She was with us a long time in Portofino, you know. That's where I met her.
How exactly did she find out about Baba? She was in Austria, wasn't she?
I forget who told her. Well, you know, artists run around a lot, and she heard somehow. Anyway, I really don't know how Alice came. It's so funny to see her trotting along with her ribs up, and all of a sudden, Baba saying singing, she'd stop, and she'd go, lovely singing came out. She had a lovely voice.
Yeah, much of them. Do you remember this woman who came to Nasik just briefly, Malia Rudyard? She was, there was an astrologer that lived in America, Dane Rudyard, it was his wife, and she came to Nasik for a short period.
Well, when was that? That was before Baba had the ashram, wasn't it?
No, right at the ashram time. June 1937, when you all were living there. Nobody really remembers her much, so I don't think she stayed there.
No.
Do you know who Elsie Domville is?
Friend of Elizabeth's, I think. I think she's that Swedish friend. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think her name was Domville.
She was one of the people who was putting up some money for the film back in those days with Elizabeth.
Oh, well, that was Elizabeth's great friend. She's a very wealthy woman. I met her once in New York. I don't think she loved Baba.
But she must have.
But that's her son that has now gone to India, I think. Extraordinary boy, he's not quite right in the head. Or, you know, light headed.
Not Theus.
Theus, yes.
Well, his last name is Malberg.
Well, you see, whether Elsie was married in those days, I don't know. I think you better find that out.
I didn't know he was related to her.
I think that was her son, but I may be wrong.
I doubt if it was her son, because that was 1934. She was probably too old, maybe her grandmother, perhaps.
Well, she was Elizabeth's friend, it's the woman I'm thinking about, and I think, well, I know she was Elsie.
This boy is too young to be her son. Maybe some grandson or relative.
She had no son, I believe, when she came to Elizabeth. I don't know. You see, I came from India, and Elizabeth took me into her house. This happened, I think, that she was there. I came from India, a wreck, physical wreck, and Elizabeth's friends came to me. Elizabeth gave me a lovely room. I couldn't believe it. A really beautiful room after all those hideous places in India, lined with glass. Can you see it?
In New York.
She gave me this lovely room, completely lined with glass, and I couldn't believe there was such a place in the world.
They, like, looked over there?
No, it didn't look anywhere. It was the room itself.
The walls were glass?
Yes.
Maybe to dance or something? No, that was the decoration.
The cupboards were glass and the walls were glass. Everything was glass.
It sounds like a dancer's studio, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't want too many windows as that. They'd pay more attention to that than the dancer.
Oh, it's not mirrors. You just glass.
No, it was a beautiful room. And she paid me and looked after me, and I had the best dinner I'd had for 7 years, first night I was there. Mm. She took me for a drive around New York. She was very proud of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to, I remember her showing me Times Square. Then she was funny, by accident. She drove me down the West Side Road, by the river.
Mm-hmm.
We came to one of the big bridges, and she stopped, and she gave me a big account of it. She said, as this architect did this, and the architect had that kind of string, and he had this idea, and he did that. Right, we drove on. She came and stopped. She said, no, that was the wrong bridge. I had one too many adventures like that here in New York. Phyllis took me out to show me the part of the city around the Stock Exchange. And you know there are those famous churches there. There were two very near in that direction.
Mm.
So Phyllis took me to one, was telling me the story of what happened at this church and the miracle or something in it with a tomb. I don't know what it was. And so I said, how interesting. Walked on, oh, that was the wrong one. So I thought, I was getting a good mouthful of New York when I first arrived.
So when you left India, you left from Delhi. Baba was in Dehradun at that time, I believe. And you that was when you came down to Bombay and got on the boat, right?
No, I went to I went down there first.
Yeah.
He put me on the, he told me to get on the train. I was left alone. I got on the train. I got on the wrong part of the train. Got on the train with three men. And one of them sat and meditated on that with his legs crossed. And the other one asked me where I came from. And I told him. And he said, oh, I often want to know about Mary Baba. And we had a long talk all night.
But Don was with you the whole time?
No.
No, you were
no, I was thrown out. But Don saw, he didn't even see me off.
But Don came to England the same time, didn't
no.
he? No. Was that after you were there? He met you in London?
He met me in London.
And he went on to America, right?
He went on to America. I was told to get his ticket for him.
Uh-huh.
And he came, we met in Oxford Street, and he came up to me, and he said, Dr. Livingstone, I presume, in a very English way. I said, I accepted it.
Do you know if he flew from India?
He flew from India. No, I don't know. I think he had to come by boat, I think, in those days. I don't know. He was in the army. Whether he had anything special, I don't know. Anyway, he arrived in England. And
within a month after you came back?
I said a little longer. I don't know. I can't say exactly. Yeah. I wasn't writing, thinking posterity at all.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of the present. And he came. I'd had a letter from India to tell me to get a ticket for him to America, and they were not, as I said, they were not getting. And this young man in the travel agent, he put a piece of paper under a blotting paper and slipped it over to me. This happened to me a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Never a sensible voyage.
Do you have any idea why Dakin was sent to the West?
No.
Was it to raise money for Dr. Gandhi? Something to do with
I doubt it. That you can only know through Elizabeth.
There was something going on about that. Gandhi had a lot of debts and Baba sent back, and I think it was this time to raise some money.
It could have been. He didn't try in London. There wasn't a penny in London anyway. I think America still had some money.
Yeah.
Probably it was something for Elizabeth to do.
Do you remember the time that you got a license for a pistol in India?
What was that? No, I've forgotten about it, but there was something.
You had a license, but whether you actually ever owned the gun and kept it with you?
As far as I remember, not. I don't know what that was. I never knew what that was. That was in... it had gone right out of my mind, you mentioned it. And I don't remember what it was about.
April of 42. And you must have been traveling in Dehradun or something. April of 42. I mean, I know you got a license to own a gun, but whether you actually...
Never had a gun.
No. I don't
know what the joke was.
I was in those defense training things in case you needed
anything. Well, he gave me all that idiotic thing to do with training those people
with
those lathis. Can you imagine the Japanese with all their guns and everything rushing in? We're trying to trip them up with these lathis. No, Baba's very funny about things. He worked things out, I think, in the ashram.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of any other reason. For that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
Did you ever know this man, Raphael Hirst? You know the name. He was a writer, English writer, the one in the early days that wrote that book about, Secret India, In Search of Secret India or something.
Was that his name?
Paul Brunton.
That's the one. Yeah, that's a well-known name.
You never met him.
Now, I knew a friend of his. I used to go to her apartment. She wanted to ask me about Baba. I never met him, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the craziest apartment I ever went into. It was about a little bit bigger than this room. And it was filled with every kind of bird flying that you can imagine. The whole room. He had some crazy friends of over, and she was crazy. She asked me about Baba, that was all.
Mm-hmm. His real name is Raphael. It's either Hirst or Hirsch.
Oh,
sure,
but he was known as Paul
Brunton.
I never heard it. Never knew he had another name. You've done some research, certainly, to find that out.
Yeah.
Is he alive still? Someone said he was.
I don't know.
He never got friendly with any of us, as far as I know.
No. But Baba gave him some really interesting material, though. He came to Baba, Baba was in seclusion in that cave in Maribor. Baba just about told him, I'm the avatar. For the first time, he told him he was and said, you know, I'm Christ, to come again. And that was before you all met Bob.
Yes, he met Bob before we did. But he never became a disciple.
No.
As far as I know.
And he didn't, he wrote even sort of mockingly about Bob in the...
Yes. Yes, he wasn't for Bob. Well, listen, you go meet a man in a cave who says he's Christ.
Yeah.
You see, and mind, the kind of mind he had.
Yeah.
You're not going to accept that.
He thought this was incredible. Did that Mercedes and Consuelo leave Bob?
Let me see.
Whatever happened to them?
She was a friend of, now let me see. She was a friend of Milliness.
Mm-hmm.
And she was madly in love with, do you know it? With Gutigaba. I don't know about your...
No, that's right.
So scandal.
Yeah, I know that.
You knew that?
Yeah. She told Baba. And Baba told her that you were in your past life, husband and wife, or something like that.
Well, because then Gabo dropped her.
Yeah.
And wouldn't have anything more to do with her. Oh, the story was that they met on somebody's doorstep. The Gabo had been to tea with a friend of Norina's. This is how Norina knew about it. I didn't know the name, who it was. Gabo rang up and she was coming to tea. So the woman put everyone else off, which was customary, unless she wanted anyone. But this woman rang the bell just as Gabo was going. And they fell for each other on the doorstep like that, smack.
Lesbian.
I didn't realize Gabo was a lesbian till that time.
She was never married.
No. But anyway, they had quite an affair, but she dropped it. It wasn't the love of her life, not Gabo's life. It was of the other woman's.
Yeah. But then, she came and saw Baba in India, I think, when you all were there, 38.
Yeah.
Just briefly, she was traveling
she was,
around.
She came with, who was the other one?
Consuelo.
And they didn't obey one thing. And they just went, they came and they went.
Yeah, they just came for the day. And then she never saw Baba again.
No, these were Norina's friends that she was trying to get to follow Baba.
Well, they had had contact with Baba before in Cannes. Baba went to country.
Through Norina.
But Baba stayed at, Consuelo's apartment.
Yes, I went there with them.
You went with the girls?
The girls didn't come. Oh, that was another time.
Was
but the first visit. Oh, yes, that was another thing. The first visit we went to Paris with Baba. I think Kitty and I went. Norina wasn't too pleased. Norina and Elizabeth. And we went to that famous wealthy woman, Ganawalska.
How is the...
G-A-N-N-A-W-A-L-S-K-A, Walska.
Oh, did you know she was originally planning to come to Nasik and join the ashram?
Yes, she never came.
Her name was on the list.
Well, this is what Norina hoped for. Norina wanted people of that particular social class.
Oh, she was a wealthy woman?
Very wealthy woman.
She had met Barbara?
No, I don't think she met Barbara when we went to her house. No, she hadn't.
So you and Bob went to her house, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, and when was this? This was in the Cannes stage?
No. Let me see. Let me get her. What stage it was?
It must have been before that, because...
It was before that. It was the stage when we had... Let me see. I've got to get this straight, what we were doing wandering about Europe. This is the stage, I think it was after we went to... what's his name? Walter Mertens.
Mm-hmm.
We went back. Baba went to Paris from there. And he took Kitty and he took me, the Westerners. No one else, as far as I knew.
And where's Norina?
Norina was, it was her friend.
Yeah, so
I'm saying we were the outsiders. We were the non great social people. They got me. And there was Norina. And, I think Elizabeth, yes, and someone else I've forgotten. And we went to this house in the country. It's a big, large French country house.
Mm.
Beautiful place. Belonging to Ganawalska.
Mm.
We went there for the night. And they gave Barbara a room. And it was so cold, Bob, and he froze. It was so beautiful, and yet it was cold. And Bob was very complaining about this bitterly. And they fed us well.
Mm-hmm.
We were, you know, well taken care of.
Yeah.
Then we went the next morning. We were walking round Anna Walter's house looking at her treasures. She was showing Baba all the valuable and wonderful things she had. And she gave you a photo of whom? Now, which master was it? And she said, "That's my master." Elizabeth was mortified, because you see, she was hoping that the Anna Walter's
really
was yes, because she was, don't you see, this is one of her proteges. She was determined to bring that social class. Remember, Noreen was very social class conscious. And she was determined to bring this woman, who was well known at that time, to Baba. And, of course,
the woman's husband wasn't there.
There was another woman there who afterwards came fairly close to Baba, I think a housekeeper person. I don't know what happened to her, though, or what her name was. She disappeared after. So many people came and disappeared. Yeah. So we only spent the night then and the day, and then we went back to Paris.
And where did you stay in Paris?
Now that's where the other woman comes in, you're talking about.
Consuelo
went to her house for the night.
I thought Mom only stayed at her house with the girls in
37. No, this was the other year. That was after Cannes took them there.
You weren't staying like the Metropolitan Hotel.
Oh no. We went just for the night to her house.
And then came back to Consuelo.
Oh, wait, oh, we didn't go off on the train that night. I don't think that train.
There was one time when Bob was in Paris for about 3 or 4 days, and we went to Ruano's apartment and met people. I don't know if this was...
No, we didn't go to Ruano's apartment. I think so. That was another time.
Do you think this was after Switzerland or something?
I think this was after Switzerland, and we went there. Kitty and I went with Baba. Joined this set.
Interesting because I had seen this woman's name and I wondered how did she get on the list to come to
Ganna Walter.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about her.
Well, that's Baba went to her house and we had I remember the food because it was very lavish.
Yeah.
And I remember the house which was very beautiful. I mean, it was a real, real country house.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it.
Like half an hour outside of Paris?
So. I'd say about, might be more. Mm-hmm. And we went, drove in through these beautiful grounds and everything. Yes, but that was a thing that I think a lot of people have forgotten.
Yeah, and I never heard that before, and it's not even written in Chanji's diary. You know. No.
Well, this happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not mentioning it.
No, I don't believe it.
But and it only lasted. Then we went into Paris to Consuelo's, slept the night there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we stayed the night, or did we go on to England? I think we stayed there, went to her house. I'm sure we stayed there now.
Yeah.
But I remember the bedroom in the other place. And yeah. I remember the hot water was so hot we couldn't get it cooled down.
And the room was freezing.
And that was at Ganna Walter's.
Yeah.
And Ganna Walter's, and Noreena wasn't at all pleased having Kitty and me tailing about, you know, middle class.
Yeah.
She wanted these other people.
But wasn't Kitty's father wealthy?
Middle class wealthy.
But he was the mayor of London?
No, he wasn't the mayor.
Somebody said he was the mayor.
Oh my God. he was a city man. He was a man who made his money in the city. And I think it was still printing, I'm not sure. Just as my father had ships and coal and things on the East Coast.
Well, he shipped coal? He owned a shipping company?
A small shipping company, and it took coal up and down the coast, and they also sold coal to Lothian and lots of the towns.
Did your parents have died by the time
of died, yes. I had no parents.
Yeah.
But I had an archbishop in the family, but you know, I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Not socially, really.
Yeah,
Hugh Bolter, Archbishop Armagh, was my uncle, great uncle. Well, it's silly things like that, but these people were people... who had a social position in the social hierarchy of the world. That's a different thing, very different.
Like the royalty of Europe.
Not quite the royalty, but they were of a different class.
Yeah.
That's all.
You know, when Baba, the story that you wrote about in the book about when Bob was dancing with you in the cans.
No, that was in
Portofino. It wasn't that he signed up to take dancing lessons, was it?
No, it was with Ken. Chanji brought him as a little child to learn dancing to me.
So where was the place where he said, "My name is Thomas and this is my fiance"?
That's the same place. No, not that. That's not, that wasn't he said. His name was...
So who was he telling "My name is Thomas" to?
His teacher. I was the teacher.
He was telling to you, "My name is Mr. Thomas."
Well, that was Chanji introduced as my little boy Thomas.
His little boy. But weren't you supposed to be his fiancée?
Not then at all. This is different. This was a separate incident.
Okay, I'm confused.
And yet, there was no fiancée at all about that time. That was another time.
So he was pretending that you were his dancing instructor. Chanji kind of...
He came into the garden. All right, let's get the whole picture. Delia and I were sitting there after lunch. What's that? Dog or something? Delia and I were sitting there in the garden. Got it?
Yeah.
And we were having a rest because all the others had to go and have just something done to their passports. Ours were in good order. Mm-hmm. And we were not expecting to see Baba. And suddenly he appeared in the garden, which is a walled garden. There was no one could look at it or anything. We were just sitting there.
Now in the back of the hotel.
Back of the hotel. Sea was in front, hotel, garden. Now we got it. Out into the garden comes Baba with Chanji. And he smiled and he was happy and he jumped on my back and nearly broke it and I carried him a little way. I think my back's been the same since, but it was wonderful. And then he said, I have some dancing lessons. So then we entered into the fun. Chanji took him by the hand and led him into class and introduced him. And he was her little boy. And he used to have dancing lessons. So I showed him 1, 2, 3, hop, 1, 2, 3, hop, traveling forward. And we took hands and we went around the garden. It was like flying. It was really wonderful. The rhythm, I mean, there was no difficulty in the step, you see, for anybody. But the whole thing was, the rhythm was there and it was quite extraordinary. It was a lovely afternoon. No, that had nothing to do with those other things.
So what is the other thing?
The other story.
Yeah. But you were Thomas's fiancée.
That wasn't Thomas's fiancée. That was, I really haven't written that one because it didn't really mean anything in a way. It was fun. But it might have hurt Mera at that time. I forgot it. Mera, she'd heard it.
Oh.
So I've never told her. I think very few people have been told or where they've got it from, I don't know. We were sitting with Baba out of doors on the cliffs in a sort of little summer house. Lovely afternoon.
This is Portofino.
Yes, this is in Portofino. This is the Portofino at the, not the hotel where I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
but the house.
Mm-hmm.
The hotel was the first year, and this was the next year. And Minta claimed to be Radha. She said, Baba, I was Radha, wasn't I? And Norina went back on her old tack with Virgin Mary. She was determined to get the Virgin Mary, but Mama would never say she was a Virgin Mary. She finally said that Adi's mother was.
Which
one? Adi Ram.
Guma.
He said she had been the Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. And Noreen was determined to get this job. Well, Baba never would give it to her, but she still went on saying she was. And I forget, others made some nice claims. No one claimed Cleopatra on that day, thank goodness. But they made me making claims, and I thought, this is a lot of nonsense. I said to Baba, I said, Baba, I don't want anything. I don't want any past. What I want in the present, I'd like to be your fiancé. But I will never ask for marriage, and I will remain forever your fiancé. Well, good. And that's the ring.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
No, I don't tell people this story, and if you go and let it out, if you've got it done on that machine.
It's not working.
What?
Not working.
Good.
Father gave you this?
Gave him this ring.
After
sometime after that.
That was a surprise, wasn't it?
So I am a fiancé, I shall never marry.
Because you used to sign your letters Thomas's fiancé, didn't you?
I think I did sign his fiancé. Yes. So anyway, I think it's much wiser not to talk about that. I don't know why I've trusted you. I think you're probably most untrustworthy. Are you?
No, I'm not. But I did want to clear that up because I'll tell you how it was written in the book, that you went to take dancing lessons from somebody else, and they were introduced as this is Mr. Thomas and his fiancée.
Oh, shucks. I mean, it's an incredible story. How could it happen?
I mean, that's why I want to ask you. Because
yes, no. This was all done in fun. Right. And the others were so annoyed about this fiancé business that they hadn't thought of it, that they never mentioned it. I bet you anything Kitty wouldn't know it if you told her the story.
Or deny it.
What?
Or deny it.
Or deny it.
That's a funny story.
So I
said... There was a time in Portofino that you were sitting around that Baba gave Indian names to everyone. It might have been the same time.
No. No. Very, very rarely the two big things happened in one event. You know, that was the fun that day about past incarnations.
Uh-huh.
And then the other things was another day. And then there was another day when we played charades.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but Baba gave you an Indian name, didn't he?
Yes, Zuleika. Zuleika, and who was her lover? Yusuf.
Wasn't that very one of the Portofino saints?
I don't know when those names came along. I've forgotten.
This Marina's sister, her name was Gita. And Gilly is a surname? Gita Gilly?
What's her surname?
But I think she was married to him.
Very good looking woman.
She was what?
She was a good looking woman.
Yeah,
she had Marina's beauty, though. But she was more distinguished looking.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a nice person.
Kitty always says that she was always so busy with the domestic side of things that when you all were living in the ashram wasn't present, but you were always present with Bob. You know,
well, you see, I was no good at the housework, thank God, because you got shut up in the kitchen peeling potatoes, you were nearly mad. So Baba gave me the charge of the animals,
mm-hmm.
which kept me out of doors and was much better.
You were, you mean the monkeys, the little monkeys that you were with?
Yes, and all those animals. I had a lot of them. There were monkeys, and there were about five or six dogs, and there was a lovely deer and a peacock. Mm-hmm. Oh, that peacock, he was a beauty.
Moti.
Very, very pleased with himself and very knowledgeable about how to show his beauty off.
Mm-hmm.
And the deer was a darling. She was very sad. She didn't like being shut up in the cage mm-hmm. at night.
What was her name, Lily?
Lily. I did get into the kitchen once or twice. You know, you get caught sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And but nobody was ever pleased with my work.
Luckily. You started to tell a story the other day, but the Kitty came in about when you were on the bus with her and talking about sex or something.
Oh. That is not a spiritual story, which is a very funny story about Kitty. Because you see, she was very prim. You can't imagine it.
Yeah.
You can't imagine what Kitty was like. She was very prim, and she was very English, very careful. And we were on a bus going to, it was quite the early days, we hardly knew each other. And Kitty was giving me an account of her family. And she said, she was talking about life in general, you know, how they went to Sunday school and how they did this. And she said, and then suddenly she drew herself up. And the bus was slowing down. So there was sort of silence where people were sort of getting out. And Kitty's voice, loud, clear, and English, said, "And we, Davids, put sex on a pedestal." This rang down the bus. And if you'd seen everybody freeze, somebody with sex on the pedestal didn't mean it. And gradually, as the bus slowed down, the heads came round. There was kids sitting like this. I mean, whether they thought they were going to see a prostitute or what they were going to see or someone who had nothing, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't laugh. That was the worst of it. I had to sit there and be quiet. But the whole bus was shaken by this clear voice. And Kitty didn't know what she said. You know how a kid can say things not very well.
Right.
She sat there looking up. Her, with a holy look on her face.
What did she mean by that? Just that they
I don't know. I never dared ask. I think he meant that unless you were married, you had no sex. I can't think of anything else.
It's like something sacred.
Yeah, I suppose it is really, but it isn't treated that way. But still.
That's a funny story.
What?
That's very funny.
That was funny.
You mentioned the other time that there must have been times where Bob had disgraced you in front of everyone. Did you happen to think of any incidents where he called you on the carpet, sort of, you had done something where you felt embarrassed in front of everyone else, and things were brought out in the open?
No, but I do remember he went out his way to hurt me, which it was a very rare thing. This was just before I left. And I was staying with him and the girls at Neher Saad. And we were going into Aminaga. Car was coming.
Did you see a movie or something?
No, I don't know what we were going for. Now, at that time, I was reduced to the lowest rank possible.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go in a car with Baba or the girls or anything. I went with the Matrani. You know what the Matrani is? The Matrani and I went in the car together. Where's Margaret and the Matrani? You see, I really had got right. I couldn't get much lower. And